Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good afternoon, depending on where you are. This is DC Love, and I'm with my amazing co-host, Deb Tassie. And we're here tonight to bring you love, light, healing, maybe some messages. There could be a few angel antics, but this is going to be an hour of power. We're presently in Mercury and retrograde right now, so if you're not, you know, following that and you notice things are like falling apart and you just, you know, you're having maybe miscommunication with others, it's because of the energy, you know, that is coming at you. And we've got to redirect that energy and sort of, you know, do things a little bit differently. So with that being said, we're going to have like a couple things tonight to really help you to go forward on your path. But first, I'd like to bring on my co-host, Deb. And Deb, good evening. I'd like you to tell everyone a little bit about you, if you could.
Hi, DC. Glad to be here.
Hi. Well, thank you.
Well, I want to thank everyone for being here again with us. We're so glad that you're here.
Yes.
Let's see, a little bit about me. So I'm an esthetician, and for those who don't know what that is, I'm a facial skincare therapist. I'm licensed in two states, Florida and Pennsylvania. I specialize in anti-aging, acne, and I teach about the harmful ingredients that are in our skincare routine and how they affect our health and well-being. I do a lot of spiritual work to keep the body in balance. That includes some prayer work, divine energy healing, Reiki. I teach some breath work, stress reduction, guided meditations, mindfulness, and I teach about your chakras. I'm also an intuitive, which means that I can tap into your subconscious in order to provide some guidance. I'm also a medical medium and an empath. And overall, I'm a cosmic student. I love to learn. I love to research, taking classes, and most of all, travel. Beep, beep. Right, DC? She nicknamed
yes,
me that.
Yes, Roadrunner, and I just love it. Awesome. And
yep.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful, and I'm DC Love, of course, but I'm also known by the magical DC Love and even the real DC Love, whichever one that you like, it's okay because they're all me. And a little bit about me, I've, you know, seen spirit from a very young age, and I just thought everyone did. But this journey that I'm on, my present journey, it started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirit actually sitting on me to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen. And this is what propelled me forward on my current path. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I was voted the world's most recommended female psychic medium with this beautiful organization in 2017, as well as being published in their books. I'm also an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and a former law enforcement officer. But some of my education was not received in a conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven a few times, sometimes to visit loved ones, but other times to attend schools of higher learning. And this helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is also where my channeling began. I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary, and I discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. This was sudden, it was unexpected, and it changed my life forever. I discovered I had a really strong connection with spirit, and since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, but now I traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me a while to realize that the connection we had, you know, was truly divine. And Joan has left the door open, and those on the other side have walked through this door. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also gives me the ability to relate and to work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So my purpose right now is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is DC Love. And with that being said, you know, with Mercury in retrograde, we're going to, you know, do some exercises here and to really to help us to manifest our desires. And the really cool thing about Deb and I is we're both Reiki masters. So we're going to do a little manifesting with Reiki. So we're going to get ready now. Deb, if you're ready, we're going to send a little bit of healing energy to our listeners. And
okay,
as we do, we're going to raise our vibration and theirs as well. And this beautiful energy is going to be sent via distance Reiki. It could be used for, you know, for a job, a soulmate, prosperity, abundance, a better life, your health, whatever it is you're desiring, as long as, of course, it's for your highest and best. And you're not limited by your own imagination. So are you guys ready to attract what you're wanting? I'd like you to just silently say yes, and we're going to begin to transmit. And today we're only going to do it for about 30 seconds. So just sit back, relax, connect with this energy, and it's going to be amazingly powerful. Deb and I once together, actually, we jump-started a pickup truck. Right, Deb?
That's right. I love it.
Yeah. So this energy is also going to be used to rebalance all of your chakras. And we have, you know, Archangel Michael with us. He's present. And if you say yes, you could say it quietly. As you're sitting there, he's starting to pour his liquid chakra cleaner at the top of your head, which is the crown chakra. It's going to go downward throughout all the chakras, reaching your root chakra, and anything that's not used is going to continue to go downwards into Mother Earth. And you should feel your chakras vibrantly spinning in the right direction. Their colors are beautiful, and you could actually, you know, feel the energy flowing freely throughout your body. So, Deb, if you will join me, we're only going to do it tonight for about 30 seconds, okay? And
okay.
After that, Deb is going to do an amazing exercise with you. So are you up for that, Deb?
I am. Sounds great to me.
Okay, guys. All I ask is you just close your eyes, you breathe, and you just be open to receiving. And, Deb, if you will join me at this time, we're just going to send that energy for about 30 seconds, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Here we go.
Okay, that was beautiful, Deb. I could feel our energy
yeah.
together, and it was outstanding. And that's sort
feels
of like
great.
A little blast. When we don't, we sent it like it was like a little bit more powerful, and it wasn't as long, but it was just as powerful. So with that
yes.
being said, Deb has a little treat for you as well. And I'm going to turn over the airwaves to her. Deb?
Okay, thanks, DC. Okay, let's see. So each one of us has the power to create our own reality. So we're going to say something positive, some affirmations, I am. So now what that does, an affirmation is anything that we say or think. And you have to be mindful of your words and thoughts. Thinking and saying positive words really does matter, and it can change your life in a positive way. The words I am are two of the most powerful words spoken in the human language. Whatever you add to I am becomes your reality. Allow these words to help you create what you want and what you want to be. I am open to receiving. I am creating my perfect reality. I am wonderful. I am healthy. I am blessed. I am love. I am light. I am magnificent. I am my own healer. I am strong. I am all that I need. I am me. I am unique. I am worthy. I am divinely guided now and always. I am prosperous. I am financially abundant. I am one with the vibration of money. I am vibrant. I am aligned. I am motivated to succeed. I am excited about my future. I am attracting all the love that I dream, desire, and deserve. I am always moving forward. I am grateful for every blessing the universe has and will create for me. So you guys can do this on your own. I hope one of those or all of them resonated with you. And it just raises your vibration. So write some down for you and keep using those positive affirmations every day. All right, back to you, DC.
Oh, Deb, that was beautiful. We have Archangel Michael coming in, and he just said, Deb, you know, that was amazing. He wants each of us to celebrate the moment and, you know, just create some joy in our life. And that joy can last, it could last a lifetime. And he wants, you know, all of us to know that we are all guided, we're protected, and we're loved in multiple ways. And he's asking that, you know, whatever it is that brings us joy, connect with that because it frees our heart and our soul. And, you know, believe that each of you can make a difference because you can. And, you know, Deb gave you those affirmations. Like she said, please write down, you know, if they resonated with you, write them down because, you know, you are going to get the help that you need, and this is the time. Everything is expanding. Our thinking is expanding, and we have different, you know, resources available. So I just thank you, Deb. I feel so positive. Those were amazing.
It really does. The more you keep saying them, too, you might be frumpy in the beginning, but by the time you finish, it already lifts your vibration, and it just so it automatically shifts when you can't get out of your own frumpy way.
It does. It's so beautiful. And with that being said, we do have some callers. Are you ready for us to open the airwaves there to all these beautiful people?
Yes, I am. Looking forward to it.
Oh, me too. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for it to open. I think I got it. Area code 509, you're live with Angel Antics. We have Deb Tassie, and this is DC. Can we have your name?
Hi, my name is Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a question for us? You're welcome.
I just wanted maybe like something positive you see coming my way. If you have anything.
Have you been sad lately? Because I feel there's like sadness within you.
A little bit, yes.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know, you need a little time, you know, to heal from the sadness. But with that being said, I have beautiful angels that are with you, and they're just asking you to just, you know, have a little patience and just to review, you know, how far you've come. This is, you know, Mercury in retrograde, and part of it is reviewing, okay? And to really plan for what you want to do. Okay? It's not to say, like, you know, don't move forward. It's just, you know, take a little time to really decide what it is that you are wanting. Be clear about it. And sort of like, you know, like a little turtle. You're going slow and steady, but you are making progress. And really have a little bit of patience because, Erica, for you, it's almost time. I see opportunities coming your way. And, again, review how far you've come. And things are moving, you know. Are they moving as you planned? I'm not sure. If they're not, you might think a little bit of, you know, like, what can you do to change, you know, change your course maybe? What can you do in the future? So if you're at the end of something, don't stay too long because there is success coming for you. So this is sort of a little time just to think and to review your strategies. But just keep going forward, hon, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I do see solutions coming. Go ahead, honey. Mm-hmm.
I was just going to mention, like, what kind of opportunities you see.
Well, you know what? I'm just getting the universe is working towards whatever it is that you are desiring. Erica, you've got to be, you know, you've got to be mindful and you've got to be aware because there's synchronicities all around you. And these synchronicities, you know, are from the angels and they're going to point you in the right direction. Things are improving and you are moving toward where you want to be. So keep that energy up, and a good way to do it is with those amazing affirmations. and just keep going forward towards your desires. And that you're going to have a lot of inspiration, hon. Okay?
Yeah,
so don't give up.
Amazing.
This is a time where you've got to think of, you know, like what it is that you want. Do you meditate? Mm-hmm. Because meditation is going to give you some of the answers.
Not really. Not as much. Mm-mm. No. I don't put time, but I
so
should
many
invite
to meditation.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like conventional meditation, it's okay. You could put on music. Some people like to just dance. Other people like to just, like, you know, get a paintbrush and paint. Some people like to take a walk outside. You know, some people, you know, turn on the music and they dance. You know, whatever it is that you like to do. There's no, you know, there's no right way. There's no wrong way. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you do need a break from whatever it is that you're doing. Okay? You've got to let go of things because I'm getting you're sort of resisting. Okay? So you've got to watch. And, you know, if you have a chance to just quietly maybe listen to some soft music, just, you know, try to quiet your mind a little bit, you're going to have these beautiful ideas, and they're sort of, you know, they're like epiphanies. It's like a like, wow, an aha moment, okay? But I have to ask you, have you been getting enough restful sleep?
No, not really. I don't sleep as much as I should.
Okay. Well, we could ask, you know, Archangel Raphael to come in. He's our healing angel. Because you really need that, you know, you need that sleep to really be vibrant and go forward, okay? And this is a time that, you know, you should seek relief. You know, get rid of the stress that's in your life and take time just for you, okay? So that's what I have. I hope it helped. And I'm going to turn you over to Deb, and I thank you so much for calling us.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Erica. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi. Okay, so what I have for you is being unable or unwilling to make a decision. So it's kind of like you're just stuck in one area and just kind of pretending that there's no problem. So I agree with DC about doing some quiet meditation and some spiritual self-discovery. You'll get a lot of answers if you do sit in meditation, all right? And then you know, if you do all that, follow through with it, I get Archangel Michael, a job well done, joy, contentment, and gratitude, and the path toward enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Any of that resonating?
Yes, a bit, yeah. I understand.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
thank you. For the insight.
Okay. Thank you so much, Erica. Have a great night.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling
thank
in.
Thank you.
Bye. And Erica, you know what? Give it a little time with the meditation and everything, and you know, start to pay attention to all the synchronicities around you, and then give us a call back because you might have what they call, like I said, an epiphany. It's like, aha! Now I know what you're talking about. So don't give up. Just, you know, this is a time just to reevaluate everything, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks,
please
Erica.
Call us back again. Thank you. Have a great
Bye.
Night. Bye,
you
Erica.
Too.
Bye.
Oh, beautiful, Deb. All righty, we have a couple more callers here. Let's see. Okay. Area code 708. It's really great to connect with you. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, DC. It's Cindy. How are you?
Good, hon. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Things are going really good, but I want to see what you see.
Oh, beautiful. I don't know if you want to see what I see. That's a little scary. Sometimes I scare myself about what I see, you know, especially with Joan Rivers coming in.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm getting a beautiful affirmation for you, Cindy. I know that everything always turns out for my highest happiness. Please use that one. That's a beautiful affirmation, and the angels want you to use that one, okay?
Okay.
I know that everything always turns out for my highest happiness, okay? And I'm getting, the angels are like, there's a few angels around you, the angels of love, and they're saying, Cindy, what you are wishing for is coming true. You've got to allow yourself basically to rest a little bit more, and you've got to take time to play a little bit more is what I'm getting.
Okay.
And what is it, hon, that makes your heart sing? you know? And it's sort of like connecting with your joy the way a child would.
Yeah.
And I'm getting you deserve, you know, like that special time just for you. Okay?
Okay.
The angels are saying they want you to know how absolutely cherished and loved that you are. Okay? And let me see what they're showing me. Okay. So what I'm getting, like, right now, there's a little bit of a block in that present relationship, but I think, you know, we do have Mercury in retrograde. So that's not a bad, like, it's not a bad thing because you don't want to start a relationship, like, really getting into it, like, you know, seriously at this time because it can cause problems.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's okay. And I'm getting one of the things that trust is a big word that I'm seeing, trust. Trust is really essential, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, again, I'm getting, you know, like playing. Like the both of you need to have a little bit more fun is what I'm getting. Okay,
oh,
do you guys do anything
when
together?
We see each other. Yes, we
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying you're going to create a beautiful, solid foundation for a relationship. Just stay focused on what you're desiring, what you're dreaming of.
Okay.
Cindy,
okay.
Think about it, daydream, write it down, visualize, and do those powerful affirmations, okay, to really help them become your reality. And I'm getting the old-fashioned courtship is really important, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm also going to, you've got to watch because there's karma around, and it's not yours, but it is around the people that, you know, that you're, you know, with, okay?
Okay.
So it's sort of like Ginger would say, you know, like, it's like, you know, there's a storm going on outside. Like, don't take it personally, but just, you know, be prepared, and soon it will be over, okay?
Okay, so is it his karma or just other people around me?
I just heard, like, other people. So I really didn't get it with him, but just other people, in fact. So watch for that, okay? And just
because there's a lot of problems at work, and I just started my job a month ago, and already they're giving everyone a hard time, and they're all newly hired employees, and I just don't understand it.
Okay.
So I bet
that's my job. Yep, this is a time for reflection. Okay.
Okay.
We're in, you know, Mercury is in retrograde, so any of the RE, so it's time for you know, to basically reflect. Okay.
Okay.
Take that little pause, and then you're going to come back, and you're going to see things differently. Okay, reflection is really important right now. And I'm getting, you know, you're going to be calling us, and you're going to tell us how good it is. And it's going to be filled with rewards, okay? So rewards are coming. Just remember that, you know, you give the world your, you know, most beautiful gifts just by being you, Cindy, that beautiful, unique person that you are. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over now to Deb, and I thank you so much for calling us.
Oh, you're welcome. I love your show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Deb?
Great. Okay. Hi. I'm kind of getting along the same lines, too. I'm getting the situation that you'll likely receive some new information that presents a challenge or a delay. The message that comes from someone who speaks bluntly and without thoughtfulness, but do not take it personally. There's an important message, it's not for the messenger. So, again, like, you know, we're in the retrograde right now. I think just give it up. Use the affirmations also.
Okay.
Okay. So memories from your personal history or childhood have resurfaced for a reason. I think that kind of triggers when you start getting things not going right. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, again, connect with your friends, your partner from your past, new acquaintance. Do things that make you happy. All right?
Okay.
Great. Okay, so let us know how you make out, and then call us back next week, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you, Steve. And Ginger was saying you're in good hands, so I'm just seeing like sort of like the commercial, you know, for one of the automobile insurances, but you are in good hands. And she's showing me, that, you know, the angels are holding you in their hands. So please don't worry about anything, okay?
Okay. I'm staying positive.
Everything out really well. God bless, hon.
Great.
Take care now, Cindy.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Beautiful, Deb. We have a few more callers, so I'm going to try to get everyone here. Okay, area code 585. You're live with Angel Antics. We have Deb Tassie in D.C. Can we have your
good
name,
evening,
please?
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Jean.
Hi, Jean. Do you have a question?
Basically, what Angel has to tell me.
Okay, great.
Would you like me to know?
Well, I'm getting for you, this is a time of, you know, a lot of growth. Okay, it could be personally, it could be in your career. Jean, do you have any kind of, like, artistic talents?
Oh, yes.
Because I'm getting, do what you love and the money will follow, okay?
Okay.
And I feel that you're very passionate about what you do. And, you know, you have amazing skills. You do have, like, phenomenal talent. Okay, and I'm getting that this is going to bring a lot of recognition your way, and also there's going to be, you know, like financial rewards. Okay?
Okay.
So whatever it is that you do, keep creating keep creating, and it's a labor of love. And I'm getting, you know, you have so much potential. So please don't stop. You know, just keep going forward. Okay? And the angels are saying, you know, what is it that you really want, Jean? What is it? What is it that's in your heart? Because it is possible.
Okay.
Can you tell us what it is that you're wanting?
I want to help other people. I was put here, I know, to serve and to help other people.
Beautiful. And that's the biggies. Like when you ask the angels to put you in service, they really do. They're going to point you in the right direction to your answered prayers. And please, you know, keep affirming that you are worthy of all your dreams that are coming true in this lifetime, okay?
Yes.
And just ask that, you know, everything for your highest and best. So if you ask for something specifically, ask for this or something better, okay?
Okay.
And don't forget to have fun. And, you know, and just enjoy yourself. Connect with your inner child. Have some fun. And don't forget to make a wish. Because I am getting, your dreams are becoming your reality. This is a really wonderful time for you. Okay? I'm getting, like, everything you've been worrying about is just basically fading away. And you're going to have an amazing, you know, it's just beautiful, amazing life. You're going to be filled with joy. There's going to be opportunity. You are going to have time for fun. And you're going to connect, you know, with all the magic that's in your life. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to my magical co-host, Deb. Deb?
Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, DC. Hey, Jean, how are you doing?
I'm great, and you?
Very good, very good. Excited to be here. Okay, so what I'm getting for you is you're doing a little bit too much. You may experience some financial instability, maybe have too many projects going on right now. So if you're feeling stressed, you have to maintain it. If you're considering a career change, keep your current job and slowly transition to the new one. The situation that you're inquiring about requires a decision from you. Stay open to creative ideas or new perspectives. If you're struggling to make a choice, try a more playful approach. If you lighten up, you may find the answer come easily. And the other word I'm getting is focus. So just focus on, again, ask yourself some questions and see which way. And the more you keep asking and the more you keep focusing, it'll just come to forefront. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in, Jean. Call
and thank you for your time.
Yes.
Making out.
I sure will. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you,
have a great
Jean.
Night.
Take care. Now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
That was beautiful, Deb. Okay, we're going to get to the next caller, see who we have here. Area code 918, you're live with DC and Deb. Can we have your name?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Oh, great. How are you guys?
Beautiful. Doing great.
Yeah.
Do you have a question?
Oh, actually,
do you have a question for us, Karen?
Actually, I don't have a lot of questions. I'm just kind of wondering do my angels have anything important for me? And also, what do they have? What information do they have about important things to remember this year for Hanukkah?
Okay. Well, the first thing that, you know, that I'm getting that you have to remember is, Karen, your beautiful heart is one of the biggest assets that you have, and you share it with so many, and your angels are so proud of you. So
aww.
They thank you for, you know, sharing that beautiful heart. Okay? And I'm
okay.
getting, you know, don't be surprised if suddenly, you know, you start getting all these amazing ideas. You know, for a while, it's sort of like you weren't moving forward, but I feel like all of that is changing for you. The way that you've done things, it's sort of like you're changing that as well. And the universe is saying, come on, Karen, it's time to go forward. And you do. You just know exactly what you want, and you're moving forward, and you are embracing everything that is coming your way. You find that it's exciting. And the transformation that you're making, Karen, it's amazing. Okay, you're on a beautiful
okay.
new path, and I'm getting this like almost like a sudden revelation, and you just, you know, get to where you want to be, okay? I'm also getting,
okay.
hun, that you are an amazing healer. Are you connecting with your healing gifts?
Yes, and I feel like I can do more, and I try to just keep doing what I'm doing. And I'm just wondering, am I doing enough? And do I have enough practice? Or should I do?
Yes, doing a great job, hon. You know, the angels are saying they're so proud of you. You are doing a great job. Just keep it up, okay? And
okay.
I'm also getting, you know, now is the time. I don't know if there's, you know, any other kind of, you know, training that you want or maybe groups to connect with. But I'm getting you're reaching out and you're helping more people, okay? And there's a lot of
right.
happiness, a lot of joy, and a lot of healing that you're offering, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you had like a hard start and everything on your journey, but I'm getting that's in the past, okay? And I feel like such a wholeness around you. It's a beautiful, beautiful healing process, okay? And
okay.
I'm getting Lenny is with you, okay? And
uh-huh.
he's saying your journey now is going to be filled with peace. It's going to be filled with harmony. There's going to be abundance coming your way, okay?
Great.
So he wants you to just keep, you know, just giving, you know, of your beautiful heart. And he's saying, you know, whatever I have given, I have gained. And he's asking you to do the same. And he's saying that you are a miracle, Karen. Keep sharing. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
that's,
I'm going to turn you over
wonderful.
To Deb. Please don't leave us. And I thank you for calling us this evening, hon. Deb?
Thank you.
Okay,
bless
thanks,
you, DC.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
That's wonderful. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
You're welcome. It's nice to hear
great.
From you again.
Yes. Okay, so what I have for you is a situation, and this is a successful time for you. Your current projects are going to go well. You may be promoted.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Or you may be offered a higher salary, but your talents and your skills will bring rewards for you and others.
Great.
So accept,
okay.
Great. Yeah, accept all the opportunities that are coming up and that are offered to you and have confidence that you will succeed. All right?
Okay.
Okay, and then with people, someone with outstanding business skills who is good with money and can provide excellent advice, a person who has been successful in a career and now enjoys the finer things in life, generous,
mm-hmm.
responsible, practical, and competent. You have the Midas touch.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Yep. So keep up that good, positive affirmations that we have going on.
Okay.
All right, Karen. Be sure to keep us updated again. I thank you so much for calling in again.
Oh, you're welcome, and God bless you both.
Thank you. God bless
you
also, Karen.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Stay in touch, hon. Have a great
evening. You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, that was beautiful. Okay, so we're going to grab another caller here. Area code 561. You're live with Angel Antics. This is DC and Deb. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Thank you for calling us this evening.
Hello.
It's
hi,
ladies. Hi. Do you have a question for us?
Can I just have a general whatever messages that I need to hear, please?
Yes, you could always have a general. That's fine. Okay. So I'm getting, you know, you're going to, you know, connect with, you know, challenges. There's going to be new challenges. There's going to be excitement. There's also possibly, like, some contracts coming your way. I don't know if you're, you know, ready to sign something. But we are still in, you know, retrograde with Mercury and stuff. So you've got to make sure before you sign anything, you review it very carefully, hon, okay?
Okay.
So I don't know, do you have, like, any contracts or legal agreements that you're thinking of signing?
Not that I'm aware of. Hopefully new contracts with a job.
Okay, well, just, even if it's a job, you know, just hold on to it and just, like, really look at it. If you need, you know, to look at it a little bit longer, make sure you do. Okay?
Okay.
The other thing that I'm getting is, are you, as you're sleeping, are you getting all this amazing information? Because you're getting a lot of, like, insight. And,
you know,
it's really helpful.
It's funny you should say that, because a week and a half ago I had a dream, but it was real life and it scared the dickens out of me. And I saw myself, like, raised from the, like, looking at myself below, and it scared the dickens out of me. I'm like, I can't repeat this to nobody. Nobody will ever believe it, because I've been having it and
I've
blocked for a long
time. It's
beautiful,
time, but this
and then
is like energy
coming up, you know.
Yeah, you're ready to just spread your wings and fly like an angel. This is like energy of expansion. And, you know, prior to this energy coming in, you sort of wanted to do something else. You sort of had like that feeling like you were restless. You didn't know what, you know, what was coming your way, and then this beautiful energy just, like, whooshed in, okay? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, just embrace this beautiful energy. This is going to be, you know, a time of emotional, you know, emotional insights, and you've got to watch, like, even with people, like, you know, being that, like I said, with the Mercury again, emotions can run really high right now, so please try not to take everything personally during this time, okay?
Okay.
And we have, you know, the archangels are, you know, they're with you and everything. And they're saying, please, like, keep a dream diary. Do you do that?
No, I do not.
Okay, because that would be helpful. It's sort of like pieces of the puzzle. And each little piece, like, you're going to write them down. Like, you don't judge it. You just write whatever you can when you get up. And then you're going to go back, and it's like little pieces of the puzzle begin to fall into place. And when I said about relationships and everything, I feel like almost like, you know, like something was tightening. Is there some kind of a restriction or something in a relationship that you have presently?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting. I feel like it's just like tightening up. And it's sort of like, you know, you're changing and you're evolving, but the relationship is staying the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to listen to your heart, you know, and make the changes that you need to make, you know, and in regard to love, and you can speak to that person and have it, like, have a beautiful conversation, really be open and be honest, and then you can make, you know, like an informed decision, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm getting that you're on this beautiful journey, and it's not all about, like, you know, what you're doing. You're looking for that perfect person, the soulmate, Okay, and this beautiful person is very dependable, romantic, mature, very kind. And the person that the angels are showing me that you're with, he's got a beautiful sense of compassion and very gentle. Is that the person that you're with? Emotionally stable, dependable, and very loving?
I'm not with that person anymore. I'm not with that person.
Okay, well, the person that you're going to be with is going to be very dependable, romantic, creative, like have a nice emotional side, be very, compassionate towards you. So just hold on to that and just put your intentions out there. Say those beautiful affirmations. It'll help you to find the love that you're looking for, okay?
Okay.
So don't give up. Just embrace this beautiful journey that you're on and know that the universe is smiling down upon you, hon. And your energy is like shifting and moving and just, letting you know that you are going to get exactly what you're wanting. Okay, so make sure you clarify what's in your heart, okay?
Okay.
And exactly what you're looking for to manifest a new relationship, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so with that being said, don't resist, the beautiful energy. Don't resist. Go with it. Embrace it. And I'm going to turn you over to my beautiful co-host, Deb, and I thank you for calling us, hon.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, DC.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Okay. Hey, Stacy. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's great. Okay, so what I have for you is, the answers that you seek lie in your feelings and emotions. So trust your intuition and the power of your natural psychic abilities. So also pay attention to your dreams. Okay, the answers are in the dreams that you're receiving. Okay, they're accurately guiding you. So there's no need to race into action right now. Instead, take time to gain more insight, since things may not be as they appear on the surface. So withdraw from the noise of the daily life and ask for guidance from your angels and guides. Everything you need to know will be revealed to you in time. Patience. So Archangel Haniel is coming in, and that's the goddess-like angel of grace and feminine spirituality. So like a true high priestess, Haniel will act as your spiritual teacher and advise you and aid you in discerning which feelings and ideas to follow that are trustworthy and will give you guidance. So call upon Haniel to increase your clarity in connecting with the angels. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Stacy.
Thanks.
Okay, have a great night and stay in touch with us, okay?
I will, thank you.
Keep in touch and let us know when that love comes your way, hon, okay, Stacy?
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Great. Have a great evening.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, we have a couple more callers. Excuse me. Area code 580, you're live with DC and Deb. Can we have your name, please?
Well, I guess I'll give you my name. What name do you want me to give you today?
Hello, amazing woman. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, great.
Oh, we're doing wonderful. Even a little bit better since you called in. And I should have known it was you. Oh, my goodness. Because you know what?
No.
Don't. I'm not even like looking at who's calling in. I'm like zoning out here with this retrograde. But I'm getting like, oh, my gosh, I see this amazing, beautiful flower, and it's blooming. And it's, this flower is sort of like, relationships and possibilities. And, you've got to really like sort of give this beautiful flower a lot of love and attention, really care for it, okay? And, I'm getting nurturing. But this is a time to nurture potential relationships for you, okay? I'm getting there's going to be new love waiting for you, a new life, and all you have to do is reach out and take hold of it, okay?
Okay.
So just like, be a little bit bold, of course, and reach out for these beautiful energies of renewal that surround you right now. And, see yourself as this amazing, beautiful flower and you're blossoming and awaken to all the possibilities and the desires of your heart. Okay. But with that being said, I'm getting, you know, make sure you take time to really, you know, to focus on you, to really love yourself, okay? Because sometimes, you know, when we're, you know, waiting for love, we don't realize that, you know, we've got to give ourselves a little bit more love before it happens, okay?
Okay.
And just watch that you're not pushing too hard, okay? And, you know, start breathing love in. Whenever you think of it, breathe it in, you know? And just, you know, affirm that you're open to the love that's coming your way, okay? And what I'm getting from you is that you give more than you receive. You don't receive as much as you give, hon, okay?
Okay.
So we thank you for calling in tonight because we get to give to you a little bit. And you are here to receive, okay? But you've got to nurture and you've got to love yourself, okay? And do something nice just for you. Okay, and I'm sure that when you walk by that beautiful mirror, you do tell yourself how amazing you are and how beautiful you are. Because that's really, really important, okay? And I'm just seeing, like, love and blessings are all around you, amazing relationships. It's like a storytale ending. You know, I'm getting the happily mm-hmm. ever after. So it's going to be amazing. And there has been some stress around you, and I see that the stress is actually fading away, okay? What else are they showing me? Okay. Okay. So believe it or not, you know, Deb, with this beautiful woman, it's been raining men, okay? And there's still more men coming. So like you told me, get a bigger umbrella because I'm getting someone new is coming in. I don't think it's one of the men that you've been, you know, interacting with. There's someone new that's actually going to sweep you off your feet, okay?
Yeah.
And enjoy the affection that you're receiving, okay? And know that you deserve to be happy, okay? And I'm getting, like, love is all around you. So it's just going to be amazing. So I hope that resonates with you, and I'm going to turn you over to my co-host tonight, Deb.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, Deb.
You're welcome.
Barbara? It's been ages.
Oh, my goodness. You have the sweetest voice.
It does.
You really do.
It's amazing. Yep.
Okay. So what I'm getting for you is that you're a natural born leader with great charisma, charm, and flair, often the head of a business or organization that allows him or her to be innovative and accomplishing great things. You're creative, idealistic, ambitious, influential, motivational, professional, and theatrical. So for the situation, on getting focus, and full steam ahead. Devote your energy and time to the task at hand. You're in a position of leadership, and you inspire others with your enthusiasm. You may also receive advice from someone who excels at creative solutions. And to end with that, let's see, I had something great that came in. Oh, yes, now you've come into your own. New partnerships or contracts. So continue to keep moving forward.
Okay.
And that's what I have.
Wonderful.
Yes. And
yes.
We thank you for joining the Sacred Embers Network. We just feel so honored to have you on board with us. So we're just really blessed. So you've got to run out and get a bigger umbrella because my goodness, it is really raining men for you. Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's hysterical.
I think I
it is. It is. She put an intention out there, and she's such a manifester that she sort of like gave it, like, you know, like we give like Reiki, like, you know, one of those. It's like bam. It's like a jolt of Reiki. Well, she put that intention out there, and they're just going to be falling from the sky, like all over you, Barbara. So be careful there.
Oh, I love it. You're such a great person.
She really is.
Oh, right. I guess I better wear boots so I can walk all over these men.
That's right.
Yes. And Joan said, if you need any advice, she's available for you. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Totally awesome.
That's kind of scary.
Uh-huh. that's wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. I think it's awesome. You know what? I'm not going to let you off the hook either. Since you're here, give us like a Dear Innate statement in regard to love, Barbara, for people that are looking for love. What kind of Dear Innate statement would you have?
There would be several, and they would go like this. Dear Innate, I am open to love. Dear Innate, I love myself. Dear Innate, I am attracting the perfect lover into my life. Dear Innate, I deserve love. Dear Innate, I am love. Little things like that.
Oh, my you gave
God,
me the chill.
Beautiful.
That was
beautiful. Yeah.
And, you know, for the callers, Barbara, can you explain exactly who Dear Innate is, okay?
The innate
it's not Dear Abby. They want to know who Dear Innate is.
We all have an innate body. That's I-N-N-A-T-E. And it's one of our bodies that we can't see. It is connected to us. It is connected to our past lives, our Akashic records, our higher self, our other dimensions, our minds, our thoughts, our beliefs. Oh, sorry. Our beliefs, it is connected to all of that. So when we are making the Dear Innate statement, we are releasing things from every level of our existence, and we are adding things to every level of our existence. So it is truly bringing change into our lives right that moment.
Beautiful. That's
beautiful.
So powerful.
Wow.
So it is. Yeah. Very cool. Well, we thank you. This was like a treat for us. So we were happy to receive your beautiful energy. My goodness.
Yes,
thank
I wrote
you
everything
so
down.
Much.
That is so beautiful.
Well, thank you. It was a treat for me, too.
Yes.
Oh, thank
so
you.
Nice
well, you're
going to
have to
Barbara.
Call us back.
Thanks for calling.
She wants to call us right up with all the juicy stuff, you know? We want to know everything.
Yes. Yes, please.
I don't know. This is a G-rated show, and some of this stuff might get a little more interesting.
Mercury in retrograde, I think it's okay, because Jackson was watching cartoons, and then there was like a really, like, you know, like an adult commercial that came on that really should have not been playing during, you know, the PG hours. So I think, you know, I think we're safe. If you call in, you know, like during retrograde, we're going to accept it, okay?
Okay.
Oh, nice to hear from you, Barbara.
Yes, Barbara, you are so amazing. Oh, my goodness. And the show that Barbara and I do is on Sundays. We're going to have to tell everybody it's Love and Amazing Grace. So
yeah,
we have
it.
A couple opportunities during the week, and we have other shows. So just check out like Sacred Embers, everyone, and see all the beautiful shows that we have lined up. We have a lot of amazing people, a lot of amazing talent, and a lot of good advice. But Barbara, we want to thank you again so very much.
Well, thank you. I love the reading. It gave me lots of good stuff, so thank you.
Great.
Okay, and you're going to
you're very welcome.
Big umbrella, right? Yes, Barbara's going to go right out and get that big umbrella. I'm seeing.
Going to find a house-size umbrella, so I'm safe.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Shining down upon you. And, you know, I'm getting, like, love and romance is coming, so you've got to be ready. You know, you've got to be ready. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
But thank you so much, Barbara.
All right.
You have a wonderful
night.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was amazing, Deb, wasn't it? My goodness.
Oh, she's so cute. I love it.
Yes. We have one more caller.
All right.
Okay, we have one more. We got to get... Okay, there. Now it's working again, the computer. Area code 267. You're on air with DC and Deb. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Donna from Philadelphia. Thank you for taking my call. I don't know if I spoke with you before.
I'm not sure. How can we help you, though?
Okay. I've been, oh my God, trying to talk to everybody and anybody, but I was in a relationship for, you know, for a long time with someone. You know, we did a lot of things together and stuff like that. And the last year, I got a little depressed. I was a little bit distant and everything. And he met someone online, supposedly. Who knows? And, you know, I went back and everything. So me and him went to Atlantic City, long story short, came back. I didn't hear from him for a month, so I went to his apartment, and his neighbor said he moved, and his girlfriend was with him. And I did see him within the past, you know, 4 months. We got ahead, but for some reason, I couldn't see his apartment. And I have always had a key to his house, apartment, all that stuff. And finally, just Saturday, he told me he had moved in with the girl. He said, he doesn't love her, this and that. He really, you know, loves me and all this stuff. And for some reason, I don't believe it. Do you have any insight on that? I don't know if he's a psychic or...
Okay, Donna, the first thing I want to say is we're down to the last 4 minutes. Just when it says that we've left the air, we're still going to be able to talk to you. So please don't leave us, okay?
Okay.
Just hang in there. What I'm getting, you've got to reassess what you want in regard to love, okay? That's the first thing that I'm getting, okay? And you've got to, you know, you don't want to settle and be second best, do you?
I'm sorry. I'm okay, and I'm like, oh, I'm over it, and then I'll have a
okay,
moment,
but
you
know what? You
know?
You've got to be patient and optimistic, and I'm getting, you know, like the love that you're desiring will come to you, but I just feel like, you know, but this person, it doesn't feel right. Okay, I'm getting the word new around you. I'm getting there's going to be a new relationship that could develop into something amazing. Okay?
I can feel that. And, I was told that, yeah.
Yeah. And you have a lot to offer, hon. You have so much to offer. Don't sell yourself short, you know? You've got to be honest with yourself about what you're wanting, okay? And just get in touch with those feelings within, okay? You've really got to think about, you know, what it is about this person and let everything just, like rise to the surface, okay? Get those emotions out because I'm getting, you know, anything that makes you mad, anything that annoys you, confuses you, you know, just let it, like, come to surface, okay? And this way you're going to be able to really, you've got to heal from that situation before you can go forward and have an amazing relationship, okay? You need a
right,
little bit more
right,
time
right.
to understand what you're feeling. And then I'm getting, you are going to move forward, hon. But this is a time to, like, reassess everything, okay? And sort of put out, like, a special order to the universe, okay? I'm getting that you're going to move on. Okay, you're going to release yourself from this troubling relationship, you know, and it's sort of like, almost like Christmas lights. It's like, the energy is like all tangled up, okay? So stay with us, hon. So you've got to become more aware, okay? And you've got to, you know, you've got to learn from this experience. There's a lot of learning that's going to be going on because of the experience. But know that you are watched over. The angels are watching over you. All of heaven is watching over you. Relax. Let go of the stress, okay? And Mother Mary is saying, I am here. And she wants you to, you know, connect with your feelings. You have repetitive feelings. You have repetitive thoughts. So just, you know, listen to what your thoughts, you know, are telling you, okay? Okay, we're going to go off there in a minute. But I'm getting, you know, what we're going to do now is we're going to rebalance those chakras, hon. Because your chakras are out of alignment, they're out of balance, and you need to heal, you need to prioritize, okay? And the chakras are those little energy centers in the body. We're dealing with the 7 main chakras, okay? They can cause, you know, confusion, anger, fear, worry, sadness, all of that if they're not in perfect alignment. So what we're going to do is we're going to invite Archangel Michael in, and he's got that liquid chakra cleaner, and you just have to say yes. If you'd like him to, you know, help you with your chakras, would you care for him to come and help you? Okay.
Yeah.
So what he's doing is he's pouring that beautiful liquid chakra cleaner from the top of your head, the crown chakra, and it's going to go all the way down, honey. It's slowly, you know, making its way down. And it's getting, now it's in your stomach area, the solar plexus area, that's your power center, and it's going all the way down to your root chakra, okay? You should be feeling a little bit better. And I'm also getting, you know, you've got to focus on you and you've got to prioritize, okay? And I'm also getting, hon, that you, do you resonate with, like, different colors? Because I'm getting
yes.
a beautiful color, like, a beautiful color gold around you. Do you wear gold jewelry or do you wear anything gold? Because gold is the strongest color for healing, okay?
I have gold.
So even if you wear, like,
gold,
gold jewelry or... Do you wear, like, gold jewelry?
I have a gold chain, and on it I have a pink quartz.
Okay, beautiful.
Sorry,
beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, on it.
Okay, so it's going to help to strengthen, like, all the fields of your body. And, you know, the healing that you need in regard to love is going to come your way, hon. And with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Deb now to continue with the healing. But this is all about you, hon. And you've got to, like you said, you've got to think about you before you, you know, continue for to think about love. You've got to be in the right state of mind. And Barbara, our guest that came on before you, she gave amazing, you know, dear innate statements. Okay?
Yes, I have.
So,
mm-hmm.
So try to use those. Use the beautiful affirmations we gave at the beginning of the show. And now I'm going to turn you over to Deb. Deb?
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Deb.
Thanks for calling in. Okay, so what I'm getting is that your hard work is paying off, okay, but you have to stay alert to new possibilities, and change is inevitable and can bring newfound sources of abundance. Be open to new and exciting opportunities, and don't let fear-based thoughts limit your actions, okay? So I'm getting that you're thoughtful, creative, warm, and sensible. And make time for those around you. Take a sensible approach to everything. All right?
Yeah.
So deal with your challenges and do it in a nice, kind manner to yourself, okay?
Yes.
All right? So my last one here, concerns will fade away. Your wishes do come true and a love of life. All right,
okay.
Donna? Okay, great.
And Donna, you know what? You've got to make sure that you put relationships, like, high on your list of priorities. If you want to have love come your way, you've got to make room in your life, and you've got to make it a priority, okay? I feel like as, you know, you are connecting with Deb and myself, you need a little bit of alone time right now, okay? And just, like, to look at things and reassess everything. And then you're going to be able to move forward and really, you know, go after whatever it is that you're wanting. But at the present moment, I don't think you're quite ready yet, hon, okay?
Right. I mean, I know exactly what I want. The only thing I keep thinking about with him, I mean, he's a very cold-blooded person. I don't even think I knew him to do this. I mean, and he hasn't even been with this woman not even a year, and he's already the whole time calling me. I mean, I know this isn't about him, but when we had good times, well, we did a lot of things that we both enjoyed, and that's kind of hard to let go.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm getting that you've got to focus on you a little bit, and then you're going to make the right, you know, decisions in regard to you know, your life, and you're going to have the romance that you want. You're going to have the happiness. Okay? So you've got to focus on you, hon, okay? And thank you, Donna. And please call us back and let us know how you're doing. Thank you, hon.
I will do that, I promise. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Donna.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a great night.
Okay, Deb, we've come to another beautiful show.
Wonderful. Great night.
Really
great people.
Yes, yes. And we still have, I see we still have Barbara with us. You know,
yay, Barbara.
Barbara, thank you for joining us. We loved having
pleasure.
You. And you know what, as you were listening to that caller, I just, you know, I hope that she really, you know, listens, goes back even in the archives. And you've really got to be true to yourself when it comes to love and romance. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Yes, if you're not true to yourself, no one else is going to be true to you.
Yes.
I think it was so great when Barbara had the innate. I was hoping that she was on and listened to that, because that was so powerful. I couldn't even write it down fast.
It was.
It was beautiful.
Well, thank goodness we
seriously,
have our,
like it,
can go
it
back.
Moves you.
It does. It does. I mean, the energy of the innate statements is like so amazing.
Wow.
Totally
right?
Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Yeah.
But Barbara is our dear innate expert here, and she's been moving a lot of people forward. I'll tell you. Thank you, Barbara.
Yay.
My pleasure.
So beautiful.
I love it.
And you're doing a great job,
it.
Barbara. And thank you so much. Oh my goodness, I can't thank you enough.
Yeah.
But I'm just, Barbara, like, you're going to have, like, this amazing relationship, so you better make time for us here at Sacred Embers. Okay? Because I'm getting, your dreams are coming true, so you better make sure you make time for us. Right, Deb? Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
I will always make time for you. You know that.
Okay.
Is that a
problem big enough
for me to come under, too?
Yes. Yes, we're going to have to do something and incorporate the three of us. This is so amazing. But you
it
feel
is. Good time.
Well, you know, a lot of optimism and a lot of hope, Barbara. And thank you for coming in and joining us. It was beautiful.
Yeah. It was my pleasure.
Really, really. Oh, it was
my
ours as well.
My guidance told me to do it, so I had to. So, no.
See that? Well, you're listening. Oh, my gosh. And I'm just kidding. Like, she's going to have these major changes, new beginnings. And I can't wait to hear all about it. Oh, my. You know?
Me too.
Me
too.
And Barbara, I'm getting the same affirmation I got for one of the previous callers. I know everything always turns out for my highest happiness, and it is for you as well. It's turning out for your highest happiness.
Great.
Yay.
So thank you.
I want a happy ending.
Thank you. Again, during this Mercury and retrograde time with us, oh my goodness. It's a little bit crazy now. The energy is crazy.
Well,
in fact, when we started, I had computer issues like you did last night, Barbara. I lost the whole screen. And then it came back. I was like, oh my goodness. I stopped breathing, I think, for like 3 seconds. I lost everything, and then it came back. Sort of like you
That's
grounded
a
us a little
feeling.
Bit, I think. You brought like your those big heavy weights and just grounded us here, so thank you. But we'll have to get together, and we'll have to, three of us will add a little bit more time, and you know, we'll the three of us join energy and see what that you know what that creates, if you're up for it, Barbara.
Yes.
Sure, that'd be great. I'd love that.
Beautiful,
yeah, that sounds
beautiful.
That
does. Everybody
okay,
really needs that. Yeah.
Yes, that is so true. My goodness. Mm-hmm. Well, we're off of the air time, and I think we're still recording, so I want to say thank you to each of you for coming in tonight and being here and joining me and all the angels and all this beautiful energy. I just, oh, my goodness. I feel like, you know, let's call in and start morning with Jesus. Have Debbie join us, and we'll just go from here, Barbara. Why stop? You know, oh, my goodness. The energy is beautiful.
Why not?
Yeah, right? Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's my pleasure to meet you guys and be with you guys. So thank you guys for everything that you've done. You guys are my inspiration.
Oh,
thanks.
You're supposed
you're
to be with us. And I thank you both. And mm-hmm. I say good evening. And I'm going to get out of the studio in a couple seconds here. And I look forward to reconnecting with each of you. Have a blessed night, everybody.
Have a great night. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.